This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, the Food and Drug Administration finally gave its full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for Americans age 16 and older. Up until now, all the vaccines were allowed under emergency use authorizations. Now, this may seem like a technical regulatory thing, but public health officials say it's a really big deal, especially for the growing number of employers considering a vaccine requirement. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Federal courts and the Department of Justice had already told employers, look, if you want to impose a vaccine mandate, go right ahead. Legally, you don't have to wait for full FDA clearance. So then why is today's announcement a big deal?
I think there's some chief executive officers who have really lost patience with unvaccinated employees and will instantly point to this news as a basis for a mandate.
Bob Nichols is a lawyer for the Houston-based firm Bracewell. He's been advising major companies on their vaccine policy. He expects a wave of new employer mandates. And now that the somewhat scary phrase emergency use is gone,
more employees are likely to throw in the towel and agree to vaccination.
Still, a mandate isn't a no-brainer. One reason companies like Walmart have stopped short of requiring a vaccine for everyone? The labor shortage. CEOs have to ask themselves some tough questions, says Kosalee Simon, a health economist at Indiana University.
Is there going to be a lot of turnover or needing to go and hire new workers to fulfill jobs if there are many who don't comply with the vaccine mandate?
Companies may turn to softer penalties, like a monthly surcharge on health insurance. Wade Simons is with the HR consulting firm Mercer.
Employers are looking at sort of that middle step, which is you have the potential to cost us more in health insurance costs because of your unvaccinated status.
Employers may get an assist from the vaccine makers themselves. Full FDA approval means they can start running TV ads for the vaccine, which already has a branded name, Comirnaty. Gotta say, that does not roll off the tongue super well. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.